Hey, thank you for tuning in on Let's Discuss Books podcast. On this upcoming episode, we share our book review on The Crossbones by Kimberly Vail. So stay tuned. Hey, thank you for joining us. It's your host, Little Nina.
And it's me, Nunu.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm good.
How's the spring break? I know you was telling me your kids is on spring break. How's that going?
It's going all right. You know, it's what, day three? I have an event on Sunday. So, you know, I've been ripping and running. So it ain't been too bad.
I see. Can you let us know, you know, about your event? If you're located down in Texas, where, I don't know where in Texas you're located, but
Dallas, Duncanville, Yeah, I have a Woman Empower Her brunch. Basically, it's just me, you know, because this month is International Women's Month or Women's Month. I wanted to throw something in support of our women. Due to the fact that I have my own bookstore, I wanted to invite out authors and poets. So basically, it's just a book for women. Anybody can come. It's just celebrating our women. That's basically what it is.
Yes, you heard it first here. I mean, if you're located down in Dallas, Texas, go ahead and make a stop. And, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to have a lot of activities and everything that's there. I've been seeing, like, all the posts that you've been posting. I'm like, wow, you guys got everything down there.
Hey, yeah, you got to come take a visit sometime.
I know. You guys are only, like, 8 hours from us, so it's
only 8 hours. Yeah, my brother, he goes to college in Springfield,
Missouri,
and that's so that's seven hours away. Y'all like right next to him. Yeah, like yeah. I was like, I'm not that good at geography, so I'm like, y'all.
Oh yeah, it's not that far, because my boyfriend, he used to live down in, I want to say either Houston or Dallas, and he used to he used to go down there all the time. He said he loved it down there. He really did.
That's cool. I love it too. Coming from California, I love it. You know, we black people strong in my neighborhood.
Y'all support each other down there much so, because that's what he was telling me. Y'all support each other. We're up here in Kansas City. Oh, nah, we don't. Nope.
Really? Y'all just be on your own wavelength.
Either if you're
neighbor. It's better. It's better in Houston. It's better in Houston than it is in Dallas. But Dallas is a lot better than California as far as supporting each other. So, yeah.
You got to either, your name have to be known. You got to be popular for someone to even to support you up here in Kansas City. That's how it goes.
It's kind of like that. But like, if you're doing something positive out here, then, you know, they'll come support you.
Yeah, it's Kansas City.
That's just like, yeah.
It's Kansas City, you know, but anywho, I could talk about that for days, but yes, Crossbones. What did you think about Crossbones?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest, because I know I think I said either on the podcast or in our book club that I didn't know what the hell you had me reading. You know, the cover had me really, really, really excited, because the cover is fire. But the first 20 chapters, I was like, I don't know. But after the 20 chapters, yeah, it was good. Because when you got to talking about the mermaids and fucking her going to the afterlife, or what is it, the afterworld or whatever.
The limb, when she was stuck in limbo,
the sister of the main character. Mm-hmm. That was fire. All was fire. I liked all that. See, if they would have like sprinkled that in the beginning of the book, then I wouldn't have had no problems with it. But I guess you had to give us some foresight into what was happening at the end. And books that, man, I'm telling you, like I said, I have ADD, so my attention is not there if you don't give me some sprinkles of something that'll hold my attention. That's why it took me forever to read this book. And I think I finished it yesterday. I was crying, girl. I was crying. But then it got to talk about the mermaids and stuff like that. I was like, oh, boom, and I finished it. Yeah. So I'm glad you did it today, because I had just finished it yesterday. I was like, oh, let me go ahead and finish this book. But you know me, it does not take me nothing to finish a good book.
No.
It's just this one I was struggling.
To give you guys a quick synopsis of this novel, basically it's about, okay, the blood bell tolls, marking the death of the pirate king and the start of the trials. A heart stopping competition where the reward is the bone crown. Only one contender can claim the covered island throne. Each will gamble life and limb to win. So, what I think about this novel, I like the fact where it started off where Cecilia, I think that's her name, was standing up on the plaque getting ready to get hung. I was like, dang, what did she do? You know, that's what grabbed me. The novel, yes, listen, if your novel got a beautiful cover and the synopsis is good, I'm going to buy it right off top. Especially, it depends on the novel. Like, the novel always grabs me all the time. I love beautiful covers. That's what it is. I love beautiful covers, and there's plenty of them out there. So when I saw this book on your website, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and check it out. And I checked out the synopsis, and I was like, okay, this is something I like. And once I started reading like the first chapter, and like after that, I was like, okay, because I was like, I like the action and everything else, and I, you know, the sisters, they came in strong, freed her and everything else. I said, okay, and then after that, it was just like, beep.
it did flatline. I'm just like, okay, what is gonna happen here?
And I get it. You have to get the background story. But when you make a background story too long, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to hear
about it. Yeah, how many pages was this book?
It was only 390. Let's see. No, I might be off. Hold on. It's only 355, 57. Yeah, 350.
See, that's close to a 400-page book. Come on. Yeah, you can't be stringing me along like that. Like,
And plus, you got so many characters involved. I get it. You want to tell the background story, but you
hold on. Is this a trilogy?
She got a new book coming out in a couple months.
John Brown.
So that, I mean, I think it goes into like Kang and the rest of them. You know, afterwards, after the trials is over, I think it dives into their relationship, because the girl didn't want to, the stoneaway daughter, she didn't want to take the crown. So, you know, she wants to go out and find out herself and who she is, which to me, you know, I get it, but I don't think that should be an extra story, like another book, you know?
You can't even skip chapters in a book. Yeah, this one says to be released on October the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have
to read a man. It got a man on the cover with the same skull piece on the opposite side, but it's blue. You seen it?
That's Kane. Yeah, I think that's Kane.
Blackwater.
I think that's Kang. You know, and I thought it does have some little bit of comedy, because Cecilia, right hand girl, what's her name? Yeah. It's not her and her
don't
relationship.
Give me the line. I was like, that's another thing too that be getting me. When it's too many characters, I be forgetting. Like, I merge all of them together. It's like you gotta sit down and write notes while you're reading, because I was like, who did what? Who is this person? Where these people come from?
Exactly. On this one, you have to really pay attention because she has three main characters that we're talking about, and then also you got another character that's trying to kill old girl.
Yes, you know, it was a lot of people. I was like, goodness, can we mute? We reading. This is a movie. This book is intended to be a movie. Because there is no way in a book, if you got a mind like mine, you is not paying attention to all these damn people. You just like, where they come from? Who is this? Like,
I can't even tell you the names. That's why I said old girl.
I can't even pronounce
his name for one.
I was about to say, you can't pronounce a whole lot of shit. It's okay though. You know,
it's okay.
It's okay.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Celia. Her name's Celia.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Lorelani? Yeah, something like that. And then it's Kane. And then it's Jerron, if they pronounced it different in the book, I don't know. Or whatever.
See, I'm telling you, there's Jerry, and then you have Ruth, which is her sister, I believe. Ruth is the sister. See, you got the sister that's playing a part, too, that she went evil Knievel on, you know, the sister that wanted the crown. But I think that man jumped into her, the multi-man, mm-hmm. whatever they want. The monster jumped into her mind and played with her mind and made her turn evil. But I'm trying to figure out what part of the book that she started turning differently, you know? So, because in the beginning,
it was a whole lot going on.
It was too much going on, and you definitely have to actually read every, like, you can't skim through this book at all because you're going to be
lost.
Going to be lost. You have to actually sit down and read it. And that's why if you sit down and read it, basically, you it's definitely going to be a blob because she's going to dive into the backstory of these characters. Why on this quest. And that's it. Yeah.
So on a scale from 1 to 5, how would you rate this book?
I'm going to have to give this one a 4.
You would what gave it a 4 instead of a 3?
I think because I like the cover, and
we're going back to the cover.
I like the cover, and the reason why that's the cover. The cover is just it for me, you know.
Yes, the cover is nice.
Yeah, I like the cover. That's the reason why. Other than that, I would have gave it a 3.5 just because I don't like a too long of a background story if you have to include it within the storyline. I don't like that at all. Especially
so maybe if she would have incorporated some action while giving the storyline, that probably would have been better. The background, you know, like something was going on instead of us walking slowly into the end of the story. And that's what kind of scares me about reading the next one. I was like, is this your writing style? Because if it's your writing style, baby, boo. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read. And it says that it's a trilogy.
Oh, is it?
That's what it says. She might not have the next one out, you know, in the works yet, mm-hmm. you know, as far as for a release date. But it does say, if you look up the book, it says a trilogy. So the last one might be about the girl. What is it, her sister? Is it her sister?
That's not her sister. That's just the girl, a stowaway, because you remember the pirate came and killed her mom. So she's basically a stowaway. She's the original queen. So she didn't have nowhere to go. She just remember following that character, that pirate into the city. And that's how she saw Kane. And she jumped on his boat, and that's how she ended up being with them. She's not the sister of nobody. She's the only child.
Oh, well, what is her name?
Loriella?
Yeah, it might be Lorelli. About her.
Yeah, because
it's like all the books are about the main character. So the next one is about Kane, and then the next one probably be about her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why would they make the next one about Kane when they should make it about Her, because ain't that the one that went that got killed, right?
Her, no, she didn't get killed. It was Cecilia's sister that got killed.
Oh, okay. I'm all backwards. See, that's what I get for not knowing names.
That's
You be
okay.
all right. I finished
Right,
it.
I'm about to say you finished it,
I finished it.
you know what was going on. You
Yeah,
knew.
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did. I did. I'm sorry. What's her name? If you Kimberly Vail, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If I we done butchered your book, I'm so sorry. But girl,
And I'm just known
girl.
from jacking up people's names and stuff like that. So I'm sorry, Kim. That's just me. I just me,
Yeah,
period.
that's just me too. I my look, as long as it took me to read this book, I can't remember nobody's names. Like I said, I gotta start writing down stuff. We talked about annotating. Did I tell you about the annotating?
Sure it
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna
is.
have to start doing.
That
I'm gonna
and
have to
then
get all my books Kindle
oh
because I
yeah,
can't bring myself to write in no book.
me neither. I can't. I'm not gonna do that. So that's why I have my. I told myself I was gonna buy me a Kindle, but I'm using my
You don't
phone,
have,
so
I was telling the girls in a group, well, in another group, but they so bougie. They was like, we're just gonna get the Kindle. Oh, somebody at my door. Sorry, y'all. We just gonna have to get the Kindle because what you call it? Because I guess they want a Kindle. I was like, you can do the Kindle app on a regular tablet and you don't have to get a Kindle.
nah,
You
yeah,
know
that's
what I'm saying?
on the regular. That's why I'm,
Because that's what
yeah,
I got.
on the tablet. Yeah, I was looking for either a Kindle or a tablet because it don't bother me. Because I know for one, I'm not gonna probably use it, but a lot of that's I don't want to use my phone to be reading books anyway. So I was like, let me go buy something real quick. So I was just looking for something, but and plus the Amazon Kindle, some of that stuff is free. So that's another reason why I'm like, oh, let me download some of these books because some of them are free. You get it along with
Yeah, and also on the Audible, you get free, what you call it. Granted, it don't really be the ones that you want to read. They got some on there, but don't expect them to be some new releases or nothing like that. They ain't gonna be none of those. But yeah, they got some for free.
And also too, the reason why I gave this book a four, I was looking for that. I'm tired of the same old pirate story, which is like I wanted to see some melanin, more melanin pirates in there. So that's just being like the crew members and the witch. We always play those roles all the time. What happened to that lead role of just switching up things of the black pirate or something like that? And he's leading his crew into the sea, all that type of stuff. That's what I was also looking for too. So,
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like I said, I got that it should be here today. It say was it Ki Kimosha? Kimoshi? Kimosha. It's a Kimosha, was it Caribbean pirate or whatever? Yeah, she said it's supposed to be here today. So we gonna read that. I don't know if we're gonna read it next. I don't know what the schedule look like. What's our next read?
I was thinking we should I started reading, I finished one of Quan Mills. I want to talk about
What did you see? I mean, hell, we could talk about. Oh no, you want to do a different segment, so I understand. Did you read the ones about the
Yes, I read about the path. And
powerful?
my boyfriend is convinced, because I was going to put it in the group, but I was like, you guys already know. But he's convinced that I listen to porn all day. So
So ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of porn.
nothing's
Ain't nothing
wrong.
wrong with a little book porn. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Tell him mind his
No.
business. Tell him to go read a book.
Girl, he tried it. My dog got to it.
Oh, see, your dog would have been dead that day. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Don't play with my book. Don't
He
play with my
left
book.
it on the chair, and I said, "I know you're not gonna read that book." He said, "Yes, I am." And next thing I know, I came home, and the book was just gone. I was like, "What in the flying?" But yeah, So I said, "Nope, he don't read books." But yeah, I want to discuss that Quan Mills and pastors eating. I just want to talk about it. I don't even lie, but that was a good book. That was a good
read. Look, I tried to tell y'all, and y'all did not believe me. I said his covers and his titles are gimmicks. That dude can really write a good story. Y'all yeah, get so, you know, tied up in the cover and the title that you be like, ah, no, no. And then people have negative reviews, but it's just like, do you really take the time and sit and read his book?
Hey, you know, I said I was going to already download the Grandma Pot 1 and 2. So, I mean, I'm all for it, you know, because I gave it a 5 because I was like, dang, that's what I want. You know, even though, I mean, he did what he did, but that's what's really going on right now.
That's it's what I'm not saying. That he write real life stories. Y'all over there like, oh, Pastor. The pastor was out here eating coach.
And then he was also scamming people, you know, trying to get in. But that's that political. That's what's going on right now. And people don't want to be accepted to it because it's like he's a pastor. He hold that title. Come on now. Just because you got that title, that don't mean that you're going to be good. You know, look at Austin. Did I say too much?
We can go ahead and discuss that book, but we need another book because we both already read that one, so we need another book.
I want to dive into the grandma one because I'm definitely anxious about that one. Or we could talk about
the grandma one.
Yeah, Grandma Thought or My Grandma is a Daughter.
See the thing about, well, we can read that, but I need another big book. Like, you know, Quine books don't be that big. Like, you know, he needs to be like 100. Yeah, I need a book. I need a, you know.
Okay, so let's dive into
Okay, you're going to have me read it. Okay.
We might as well get it
okay. Open. I was saving that book, but okay, we can do it. I'm scared it better be good.
Unless, because you already read like Single Black Female, haven't you?
I sure did, and it's good. We could talk about that book all day. Yes, that book was good. I might have to reread it so I can know exactly what happened. But you, while talking to you, you'll probably give me some refresh. I think I need to reread it because I read it like when it first came out.
Did you? Okay. Because I really wanting to like read that book for real.
Yeah, I mean anyone that you know, but I don't know, I can't really dive into all the books you be reading because
Yeah, mine's kind of off but I like sci-fi and I like other books, you know.
I'm trying.
Like, I'm trying to read romance, but that romance have to be really good, really good, good, good for me to actually dive into.
Yeah.
So,
I just ordered this Moon Witch Spider King by Marlon James. I need to read the first one. Black Leopard, Red Wolf. This book thick than the mug, too. It's kind of heavy. Oh, no wonder. Ooh, that's 600 and some odd pages, baby. I don't know about this one.
Bless your heart.
I ordered it. I ordered it to put it in the bookstore. I didn't order it to read it.
I'm trying to think of another book. Oh, you read The Perfect Marriage, though. What about Layla?
Sure did. It's good. Layla, I read Layla. Girl, you know I be reading. You know what also I got? I got, what is her name? Scarlett St. Clair. She has a book, and as soon as you see this cover, you're going to be like, I got to read it. It might be up your alley. I think it's about Hades and Persephone.
Mm.
Yes. I'm supposed to be waiting to read it in another book group, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to. Don't tell nobody.
I'm not good.
Because I picked this book out and they was like, oh, let's put it on the wheel. No, I don't want to put it on the wheel. I want to read it now.
Sure. Yes. You have it in your bookstore right now?
Girl, you know I don't put these books on the bookstore, but I got it in my possession. I got it in my possession. So if you want it, you can have it. But you know what's up with that. You know, crossbone slid up in there, and I didn't realize. I guess I was so enamored by the cover, and I was like, "Oh, put this shit on there." But yeah, that was it. Wasn't supposed to be on there.
I'm telling you, it's the cover. The cover, do it. The, man, look. The cover
look up A Touch of Darkness. It should pop right up. A Touch of Darkness. It's a trilogy. A Touch of Darkness, A Touch of Malice, and A Touch of Ruin.
I might have to do that when I get off my phone, because it was straight
cut off. Oh, you on your phone. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. You wait. But look up the cover, and the cover is so beautiful. And yeah, it was 90. I think the Kindle was 99 cents for A Touch of Darkness. And I think, you know, it went up the other two, but I bought the cover, I mean, the paperback, just to have it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I'm gonna read that. Okay. Probably now. I'm reading Quan Eve. So I think I got probably 150 pages left of that. And as soon as I'm finished with that, I'm gonna start reading A Touch of Darkness. But I'm gonna write notes so I know exactly what's going on.
Oh,
but yeah, okay. I love a good Greek mythology tale. And I'm gonna read the Song of Achilles.
I love
next.
That. I want to read like the whole Disney. The one that we was talking about.
Oh, yes. I think I'm going to go ahead and order that, because I want to read that too. Girl, we need to start writing these things down, because...
Because I really want to... You know what? I really want to start that book review. I wouldn't mind sharing it on the podcast, the Disney little thing. I wouldn't mind talking about that. We can start on that. That'd be good.
Whatever one. You know, this is your word. I'm just a squirrel trying to get in that. You tell me. And I just get the books and I'm gonna start reading them. But I know I'm gonna read this one first. So just tell me which book to start with. Cause I think I have Maleficent book. I think that's the first one I bought. But I don't even know what order does the series go in.
I was just about to ask you what order. But I have a friend that bought all of them and she read all of them. So maybe I could ask her. I could just look it up and see if they're any kind of order. Because if they are, then we're going to have to read them in order. I don't think they are in order, but I wouldn't mind diving into that because I heard so many good reviews on that.
And I heard like it's like for real. Like... like they supposed to be Disney, but they ain't Disney. So yeah, what you call it? Maleficent book is the first one.
Maleficent.
So I do got Maleficent. Maleficent. Yeah, her book. Who was that? No, it's not Snow White. It's Sleeping Beauty and Dora.
Sleeping Beauty. And
Aurora. No, it's Aurora. Aurora. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know.
I'm mixing them up. Maleficent is the green face lady, right?
Yeah, she's the dragon lady. She turned into a dragon.
What's the other one? Snow White. That gave her the apple.
Yes. That's Snow White and the grandmother. No, the evil step. No, that's Cinderella.
I don't know. Whichever one is. Hold on. Let me look at this. We all mixed up. Let me look at the synopsis.
I haven't seen Snow White in some years.
Oh, she ain't got no name. This is Snow White, though. Queen.
Okay.
This is the story of Snow White. Well, it's not the story of the Wicked Queen. So, yeah. Oh, they're available for free on Kindle Unlimited.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. Well, let me go ahead and download that. Okay. Whenever book I decide to read, I will shoot you the message and we can start on one of those books, because you say you have Maleficent. I'm gonna go ahead and download that.
Oh, they not all on there. Hold on, let me see. Oh yeah, they are. No, they're not. Mm-mm. The first two, it looked like. The first two are.
Okay. Yeah, because I heard, like I said, I heard so many reviews on that.
Yeah, they got 4,000 and 2,000 reviews. 4 stars, 5 stars.
Yep. Yeah. I was going to tell you, since we read, I finished that book, The Devil That Bred Me. I always jack that name up, but the author had commented on the page, on my Instagram page.
Oh, yeah. I haven't looked this week. This week has been taken. I have really not been on social media all week.
But yeah, she commented on there and she said it has somewhat of a happy ending. I'm like, I agree with you. I was thinking like, yeah, she right. It has somewhat of a happy ending.
What did you say? Let me get on here. What did you say? You laughing.
I didn't say nothing bad, but she was like, it has somewhat of a happy ending. I'm like, damn. you gonna say your own book? It's kind of striking me as, you know, your book is depressing.
Yeah, because I'm like, baby, when is she going to stop getting her ass beat? Like, she just get mollywopped all day. I think, you know what? That's another book I need to finish.
Oh my God. I wanted to say that in the club, but I know that it could be sensitive for some people, but she was going to have
book. Hey, I'm look, like, being a victim of domestic violence, you gotta shrug that shit off. You live through it, you know what I'm saying? It does not own me anymore, so you can make it. I mean, don't make light of it, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But yeah, this book right here, I was just like, oh, that's probably why I ain't finished it either. I was like, man, how many times she gonna hit that nigga in his face? Like,
I know, I get it that she's used to it, but at the same time, it's like, okay, is there a happy day? You know, but you know, I was just like, dang, and I hurried up and finished it. Once we was off of the, because we got done with the book club, I listened a little bit of that book by Quan Mills, and then I said, you know what, let me go ahead and finish this book. I went ahead and slammed that book. And I'm like, damn, okay. It's just ironic that it ended like that. But, I mean, that was her only way to, I can see there from her, to escape that lifestyle from her boyfriend. You know?
Oh, yeah. Today is Wednesday, too. Let me go on here.
Yeah, go ahead and finish. But, yeah, the author went ahead and commented, and I wanted to ask.
She was like, it's kind of, it got some kind of.
Yeah, that's what she said. I'm like, well, damn, okay, you know your book is depressing. Like, I don't know if she's gonna, I want to ask if she's gonna write like a book too, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to ask that.
Why not? She want to comment.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I was about to say, I ask it if you don't.
You know what? I wouldn't mind for her to write a book number two, but I don't want the character to meet another guy and then end up getting beat up, you know, because when she gonna have a happy ending? You know, she got her butt beat throughout the book all the way up until the end. Even then, at the end, she almost got beat up.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm.
And the lady,
oh,
the
she has another lady. Book. You know, she has another book called Home. When did the Bread the Devil come out?
I do not know. I know everything else, but I don't know about when that came out. I want to say recently, because she was up here posting it. You know, and if you look at our Instagram page, she was doing a lot of pictures of her books. I want to guess that it just came out not too long ago.
Yeah, it's say May 20th of 2021.
Okay, so last year, so it's still fresh, but yeah.
Oh, did maybe that other. It says on her what you call it. She has another book called Home, but it's not on Amazon, so I don't know.
None of her books is really it's not Audible. You can't really find them on Audible at all, because I was really searching to find this on Audible. I even wanted Alexa to read this to me, but she was like, nah, bitch, not today. But yeah.
What's it called? Alexa, read minds. I don't know what's wrong with your Alexa.
I'm telling you, she got an attitude of her own. She said no.
Nah, my Alexa read mine because I needed to get past all the dialect. So I guess she know who I guess she know who her owner is. Like, bitch, you gonna read this book?
That's what she told me. That's what she told me, and I was like, dang. So you know, I don't want to give this my rating about this novel because it was so freaking depressing, you know, and it bring back memories for myself, you know, when I was in a situation like that. You get what I'm saying? I'm just like, well, damn, yeah. It's no hope for this girl. She's not gonna put no antifreeze in this stuff. And granted, y'all do not listen to me, but like I said, she ain't gonna slim him no antifreeze or do anything major to kill him off.
Give him that Mrs. Wiggins special gumbo.
Yes. Speaking of which, I'm listening to that right now. I'm almost done with
it. Yes, because in book club we're supposed to be reading
mm-hmm.
Empty Vows that come out at the end of this month.
Yep. So it's good, girl. And you guys are right here for this kind of I can see in a couple of chapters that he's very selfish for real.
Yes, he really, really is. You don't even understand the degree of selfishness that man is on, for real. You could have alleviated so many problems. It could have been eliminated, but you chose,
Like, why are you worried about what she's doing and you out here doing everything on yours? That's where I'm at.
It's a mess.
Telling her how to do stuff, I can understand the type of times y'all was in. But let her do her, you know. I already had an attitude when I was listening to that book. Yeah. So.
Be prepared. You gonna be through. Toward the end, you gonna be through. I'm just gonna let you know. But it was good. It's a good book. It's a good book. That's one of them books that you read and you don't want to put down. You're gonna be like, damn, I gotta go to work.
I was listening to while I was at work. I was just mad because people
kept on calling. Got it. You got it on Audible. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you good.
To it on my Audible and people was calling me like, hey girl, how's your route going? I'm like, it's going good. Let me go ahead and
don't call me no more. Get off my phone. Get off my phone.
Exactly. But yes. We will keep you on here for hours, guys. I'm sorry we went ahead and dove off into another conversation, but that's how we are.
I know, on tangents. Talk about 50 million different.
Exactly. That's because we love reading. It's reading better than watching TV, I feel. But yes. Tune in for our next episode. The book will be determined, I guess. I will shoot you that message. Yeah. Nunu, and let you know what book we're going to discuss and be on. So thank you for tuning in, and peace.
I hope you enjoyed that episode, so stay tuned for the next one. Until then, peace.